I'm very happy that we are once again in a convention, a big convention, a special convention, a new convention. We have with us today new friends, a great, precious addition from countries that we barely had before. So, really, it's great joy that we could gather, assemble, and I bless you all, those that are here with us, and also those who are with us from overseas in all forms of connection. I'm very moved. We're certainly such a big quantity of men united and have come despite all the difficulties, the problems. Well, and we're going to approach our lesson. Lesson number one that was decided for us is called My Destiny Depends on the Ten. It's truly so. Why? We learn with you from the Kabbalists who have attained before us this whole path to revelation of the Creator to the creature, that the Creator wants to bestow, to give. We are the desire to receive, and a small desire to receive, as we are not capable of doing too much, except for receiving a little, like little animals. We're also that way, and no more than that. Therefore, our feeling of reality is called this world, this small, despicable, last, lowest of worlds. And Kabbalists tell us that if we want to rise and attain where we truly are, who we have business with, who is managing us, and to try and change our fate, our destiny, then we need, if so, to come to a quality of bestowal. We are made of the quality of reception. And in the quality of reception, we cannot receive any more than what we receive, or to feel more than we feel. What we feel is called this world. That's it. But if we were to feel a deficiency for the quality of bestowal, then we can also, besides it, grow the quality of reception. And from those two deficiencies of receiving and bestowing, we can reveal a completely different reality, an upper reality called the upper world. And that is the issue before us. Hence, Kabbalists tell us, we need to reveal a deficiency for bestowal, for giving, which we don't have to start with, and we don't understand what it is at all. We don't understand. What's the force of bestowal? What's this force of giving? Because everything I do is only out of my desire to receive, which is my nature, and I'm in it. And other than that, I have nothing else. How can we come to the quality of bestowal if we don't even understand what it is? Because everything that I do, even if I'm giving, and there are many people in the world who are giving and are even proud that they give, they don't understand that it's not giving. That's not giving. It's incognito receiving, and as much as they give, even though it might be that it's good for the time being to the others. But in truth, there's no good from it to anyone. And we can see this according to what we see in the world, that altogether, as much as we can be generous, it also has to do with the ecology and with different donations and contributions through different organizations. And let's support the life of animals, and there's many such movements who are forgiving of all kinds of levels and different forms. But that's not giving. That is not giving. This is why we don't see that any good will come to the world from this, and it won't be good from that. And then we need to understand, like the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us, that real giving we can receive only from the upper force, which is its nature, his nature. Even more than that, where will I want a quality of bestowal? So I will have a lack to bestow, a deficiency for giving, a deficiency to do good to someone. If I don't see subconsciously or at all, seeing even consciously, that I will get some benefit from that. They explain to us that it's impossible, that I am constantly thinking of my own benefit, and if it's worthwhile for me to give, to pay, and to be good to someone, then I do. But it's always nevertheless done only out of a calculation, that I get a good reward after giving, a profit by which I receive. That is, we don't have the quality of bestowal to start with, and it can't be. But altogether, it's either reception, which is concealed, or revealed reception. And only to receive. That is what we every moment yearn for. But Kabbalists tell us, if we were to sit together, study, and through this study receive some impression from what the study tells us about, and also be impressed from one another to the extent in which we maybe are changing, to the extent in which we hear that it's worthwhile for us to come to the quality of bestowal. Otherwise, we won't succeed in anything. We go out of this world like we enter it. So Kabbalists tell us, if you, to the extent that you're being impressed by the books and authors, meaning that which you're learning, the group of friends, from all that there is, if you start thinking that it's worthwhile for me to have the quality of bestowal, even not because I want it, but I see that others want it, or they don't want it, but they're at least talking, and from them talking, I don't want to be outside of it. I also want. That's how we're built. Envy, lust, and honor take a person out of this world. And then it turns out that I want the quality of bestowal. Why? Because the friends want it. I too want it. What will you have from it? I don't know, but they want it. Meaning the same quality of pride and reception demands of me to want, to acquire what they want. And then, if I'm already in such a state, only one thing comes out of it that I do. I can do all kinds of things, but eventually when I despair, and I can despair after many years, where I do all kinds of actions to attain this quality of bestowal, because they say that by that I can see an upper world, the eternal world, great forces in nature. I can see the next world altogether, to emerge to a degree where there's no life and death, and above time, space, and movement. Okay, yeah, I want it. What can you do? And then, what comes out of it is, I have to turn to the Creator. My friends don't have the quality of bestowal. No one can bring me or even show me anything. There's only one thing that's possible, which is to turn to the Creator and to receive from Him. But when I turn to the Creator and say to Him, give me the quality of bestowal, I want. I don't receive. Why? Who am I giving that He should give me the quality of bestowal? To Him in return? So to start with, it turns out that I'm not asking the quality of bestowal, but rather I'm asking for an opportunity to give to the Creator. To give to the Creator is, we know that anything you give to a great one, to an upper one, you feel in that, that it's worthwhile, that it's good for you. And then it's like reception. Meaning we can't learn about the quality of bestowal, but with the friends. And not directly to the Creator. And it's also written that way. That from bestowal to the friends, to the bestowal to the Creator. From the love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. This is why I need to address the Creator to help me bestow to the friends. So if we connect in such a way between us and begin to ask the Creator to help us to bestow to one another, I want to bestow to others and they want to bestow to me, if we truly consider it in such a way, yearn, want to execute such forms of relation, of attitudes, then it happens. And then we receive from the Creator the force of bestowal. Specifically, if I want to bestow to the friends and ask the Creator, then I come to a state in which the Creator answers me. That's the state we need to reach. So my first request is talk about what you just heard. How do we come to a request to the Creator? What do we need to arrange between us? And what form of request do we need then to activate? Please. Rav. We are all egoists. That's our nature. But I won't be able to receive from the Creator the quality of bestowal if my friends won't want me to receive it. What do I have to do? What is there that I can do? How do I arrange things such that I turn to the Creator together with the friends, as I want to receive the quality of bestowal in order to bestow to them? And that's how probably each wants from them. How do I assure myself that they will allow me, help me, support me, for me to receive the quality of bestowal. They're kind of nice. Okay, we're hugging, singing, eating, doing workshops, meals, conventions. But how am I certain that by this I will change their nature? How do I come to a state in which they do give the okay for my request to receive the quality of bestowal? Please? It could be that now I'm with them, I'm hugging them. They're kind of beautiful, but they're egoists. And if they don't want, I won't receive. How will I obligate them to want? It's written, buy yourself a friend. But, and what am I going to buy him? As a friend will want to support my request, so I'll support his request, but nevertheless, something's missing. Please.
There is a reason why it is written, buy yourself a friend, buy. He is an egoistic like you. How do you buy him? That he, with you, will support your request from the Creator to provide you with the quality of bestowal. Go ahead. So that they will advance.
Rav, maybe instead of asking for the force of bestowal, which I don't know what it is, according to my state, I simply need to completely nullify myself before my friends, as Rabash writes, completely annul myself. And if I see how much I'm not capable of asking, then the Creator will have to help me nullify myself. Out of that, at least I will be in the correct prayer according to my deeds and will be able to, as much as I receive from him the force of annulment, to implement it on the spot. And I will know what it means, self-annulment, what it means restriction, and thus at least I will learn the new spiritual action. How do we execute that, please? Please? How will we execute it? Such that I will try with all my might to nullify myself towards the friends. Everywhere I see, in every action that I see that it's impossible, I will turn to the Creator and ask Him to give me the strength to show me how to do it, to truly make him a partner in my actions towards the friends. And later we'll see. But at least that I can demand. To the extent in which I'm doing, I can turn and to ask of him to give me the strength, the opportunity to show me how I can ask of him, because I am making efforts. Please, talk about it. How do we nullify ourselves each towards the ten and ask the Creator to help us carry that out above our own forces? Please. Everything. Rav, when we need to nullify ourselves before the friends, What does it mean to annul ourselves? By me annulling myself towards every quality that I see in a friend, which to start with, I hate that quality, reject it. But later I understand that I need to nullify myself. And then I understand that I not only need to annul myself and to tolerate it somehow, but rather I need to incorporate myself, include myself with his quality. I need to love his quality. To love. As I see something not okay in him, something bad, because I see it through my will to receive, through my ego. But if I were not to see it that way, but I'd see straight within love, then I wouldn't see any flaw in him. This is why, by me annulling myself towards the friend, I am buying his qualities. Even, I'm not even aware of it. I acquire his qualities, and then I become richer with the force of reception. And that's how, from all the friends, I absorb their qualities. Their qualities. Not good qualities, it could be. But because I want to annul myself towards them, I am like Malchut, which is absorbing the first nine. I am building my Pratsuf. And then I have what to turn to the Creator with. To help me work with those qualities of the friend in order to bestow to them, because I already understand what their qualities are that they want and love. And then I'm already built to bestow to them. So how, through my annulment towards the friends, do I acquire their qualities and they become in me to be spiritual qualities? That's called that the corporeality of the friend is your spirituality. Please.
On this table,
wonderful. We're sitting.
עכשיו יש לנו תרגיל.
Now we have an exercise. When I look at the friends, I look at the friends, and when I say this and the other that, the third one this and that, each time if I want to see, I can close my eyes altogether and not see what's going on, seemingly disconnected from them. But if I want to learn things that are good and spiritual, meaning I must look at them, and whatever doesn't seem as good to me, oh, I am happy that I see something not good in them. How's that possible? Because then I have to invert that not good to good, and if I do that, I correct myself. Clear? Again, they say to me, okay, I am in this society, and in each and every one, I see something not so good. I don't have ideal friends. They're all kind of, well, what can you do? I suffer. But if I look at them in a different way, that every bad thing that I see in a friend, I enjoy that I discovered that bad. Because it's not the bad in him, it's bad in me. And then I need to correct myself until I can see his quality as in the good. So every single friend, to the extent in which he's bad, seemingly bad, in my eyes, causes me to correct myself in the qualities of bestowal, giving, love, spiritual ones. So from morning till night, I have to look at the friends, to get annoyed with them, to yell at them, to do something. Well, I can't even see them. But it's really like that in the first moment. And then awaken, recover, and turn that corruption of the friend in my correction. Okay? So I have before me a true mechanism where I can calibrate myself to the spiritual world, to the extent in which I, this way, with the friends, constantly calibrate myself, arrange myself. By that, I'm rising in the degrees, spiritual ones, truly. Talk about this. How we practically now start to do this. See how many opportunities we have. Thank God everyone's corrupted here. Please.
We're going to read excerpt number 6 from Rabash, article above, the matter of above reason. Rabash says the following. Since I've heard that Baal HaSulam said that the only advice that can help a person come out from self-love and to be rewarded with the love of the Creator is love of friends. However, I have no choice. I need to connect, to bond with those friends, although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice. And I must believe, above reason, that indeed all the friends are at a high degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is the reason why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends.
Again,
I heard that Baal HaSulam said that the only thing that can help a person out of self-love and be rewarded with the love of the Creator is the love of friends. Hence, I have no choice but to bond with those friends. Although in my view, I would be better off staying away from them and avoid bonding with them. However, I have no choice, and I must believe above reason that indeed all the friends are at a high degree, but I cannot see their virtue with my eyes. This is the reason why he must believe above reason. But when he sees the merit of the friends within reason, he can certainly derive great benefits from the friends.
After I hear all of this, how do I come to the building of my soul? How do I build my soul? It's broken. It cannot feel anything from this current shattered state. How do I erect it? How do I build it? Please. This is how we are here, around the table, broken. Each is truly a part of what was before. How do we start to erect the construction of the soul? Let's go.
Everyone here came because...
Rav, I also have work in a different way. Not that I see the flaws in the friends and then I need to convince myself that it's not flaws in them, but flaws in me, and I need to start correcting myself this way and to relate to them, but rather something completely different, where I don't go to see anything in them that is bad, but rather I, to start with, go to develop in me the quality of love towards them. Not to look at the bad in them, like a mother which looks at her children. Truly beloved, sweet, good, warm, everything, they're 100%. She loves them above everything. Love covers all crimes. So it's not necessarily that I see some flaw in them and I correct myself in order to not see the flaw. And then I invert their flaws, their seemingly flaws, by adding my good qualities, my good corrected qualities. But I can start to relate to them with love and convince myself, and each time add and add and add. That's also possible to do. Not to work with them out of a deficiency that I see, but from the good that I prepare for them. How do we do this? Please. Please, how do we do this? I'm saving time and forces by this, and a lot of suffering.
From the upper wire, an opening shot.
Yes, sir.
It's really felt that you already know everything. And there's no problem, all the wisdom that we're learning, everything I read, everything I talk about, it's all you already heard, and there's no innovation here. There's nothing new. So that's my question. Why are we not succeeding? It's a simple question. Why are we not succeeding? If we are understanding, so knowledgeable of everything, we hear everything, the sources and everything, it's all before us. Nothing is concealed. Why don't we succeed? Talk. And later, let's hear the answers. Let's hear answers. Let's go, please.
Nikra et citut mispar 10.
Let's read the excerpt number 10. Rabash, a prayer of many. The advice is to ask for the whole collective. In other words, everything that one feels that he is lacking and asks fulfillment for, he should not say that he is an exception or deserves more than what the collective has. Rather, I dwell among my own people. Meaning, I am asking for the entire collective because I wish to come to a state where I will have no care for myself whatsoever, but only for the Creator to have contentment. Therefore, it makes no difference to me if the Creator takes pleasure in me or can receive the pleasure from others. Therefore, he prays for the collective.
Since from the collective, the Creator is, and only in such a way, a person can bestow to the Creator. So before I do some movement in my head, or in my desires in the heart, as we say, I have to check. Is it outside of me? If it's outside of me, then I continue. If it's not outside of me, then I stop. And it's all only towards the society, towards the ten, because in the ten, it's certain that the Creator is there. If I emerge from myself and am adhered to them and think only towards them, then by that, I am doing an act of bestowal to the Creator. Therefore, praying for the collective is the most correct action. And if not, then I stop myself and don't do anything. Sit and don't do its best. How do we do that in practice? In our day to day. Please. How do I pray for the ten with intention that in it is the Creator? And if not, if I don't aim myself to that, I'm not praying, I'm not doing anything. And if I do that, I'm aiming to truly bring contentment to Him as He's in the ten. I discover that I'm truly bringing Him contentment. If I already have a guard that makes sure that I won't corrupt my actions. Please. the correction, and to see that everyone is in the prayer of many.
יאללה 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 אחים להתחבר שמחה גדולה תהיה על השמיים כל טוב אדם היות לבדו טובים השניים מנה אחד כמו כלים שמתנגנים להרמוניה איך ביחד יוצרים סימפוניה כמו אוויר שמתמזג עם הקיץ כמו אדם שחוזר אל הבית כמו פרפר שנמשך אל האור כל אחד לשני
שאלה אחרונה.
My last question. Nevertheless, with all that, every single moment, I feel what's with me, when, why not? I didn't receive yet. I didn't reveal yet. I don't feel yet. About myself. Questions from all kinds of such kinds. And that's how it is with each of us. For what? So that I will nullify myself. Each time more and more and more. But if I don't receive help from the friends, as they too are engaged in such questions and answers, this will be in me another 1,000 years. We need to all, because we are one kli, to try and answer all these questions. Don't want. Why am I not like them? And why are they more? And why they have this and I don't have that? These are questions that come specifically from the depth of the soul. The greater the soul, bigger questions. power, disappointment that is greater. We need to know how we stand on this and say, I don't want for myself anything, only to bestow to the friends. And with such questions, that's specifically the state that I need to invest more and invest more, as much as possible to the group. You will see how much from this, from these kind of actions, you're advancing. Therefore, let's grab ourselves and collect ourselves in the moment that such thoughts come for oneself. When there's thoughts and desires, questions, all kinds of this type of what's with me, I have nothing for myself. I just want to exist in order to bestow. Even if I'm just saying it, without any true acts of bestowal, this opens very fast for me, the opening to the spiritual degree. So please don't forget about that. So the moment I hear a question from myself, from within, what's with me? Why am I not? Where am I? That is being asked of me on purpose, from above, so that I will nullify myself and not think of myself. And especially how to bestow even more in that place to the friend. Talk about it for a few minutes, and with that we will conclude our lesson. Please. That's good. I'm very happy that you're talking and talking and talking all the time, kind of truly with inert energy, but the lesson is done. It's over. Wait. Not yet. In this lesson, we wanted to scrutinize a fact that we have no personal questions. There are none. Because first of all, I want to neutralize my will to receive. If I don't have the will to receive, I have no questions. That's it. But there is but one question, which is, how can I help the friends with what they want? And through that, how I can help the Creator rejoice of those creations that He created. If I think in that direction, we are almost completely in a spiritual state. Nothing for myself, to help the friends, and through that, rejoice the Creator, delight Him. That's it. I really hope that we will practically be able to realize this in this near period of time.
על כן תפנו לכם עסק מדומה הבורר שדורש אהבתנו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו תנו לכם עכשיו אך ורק אליו הוא רוצה באהבה בינינו אם מתאמץ ישב מים מקלים מנוכר לרבות מיד את צימונו כל שיגענו מחדש מתחיל עבודתו על כן נזכיר לכם שבאהבה אשר מזלת לנו זכות הקיום שלנו על כן תלתנו לכם בעסק מדומה עבורם